County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, I-95 Toyota, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Harold Webster. Welcome to the McIntosh Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, and by I-95 Toyota. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Coach Bradley Warren. Coach Warren, thanks for doing this.
Thank you for having me on. I really enjoy it.
Sure. All right. Well, Coach, before we get into the big game that you had on Friday night, you guys were coming off of a couple of games where you played 6A teams and then headed into the bye week. Talk a little bit about the practice for the bye week and you guys getting healthy and those types of things.
Well, we went into two big 6A opponents. You know, they're kind of rivals. They're bigger than us. So we went into those games hoping to get better. And I told you earlier before the show, I like to play good football. And I only know one way to play it, and that's to play good opponents. So, we go through, play Glenn. I had three big turnovers there. Other than that, we played pretty solid. And then we go into Brunswick and play a really good second half, win that second half 6-0. But still gave up a big play or two there. So we had the off week to get ready for single-A opponents. And, you know, going into single-A opponent was Charlton County. You know, they're 124 wins and 25 losses at home. So that's no easy place to win at Champ Bailey Field.
There's not a lot of people that have won down at the Swamp, that's for sure. Well, Coach, so you come off those two 6A opponents. You get into the practice to the bye week. What was the atmosphere coming off the 6A schools, the Brunswick and Glenn games, where, obviously you're a single-A playing a 6A. Your team's probably a little bit outmanned, especially in the second half when you look at just the total kids per roster. Yeah. What was the attitude of the kids coming into the bye week?
You know, Jason, that started back last year. We were outscored by Pierce County and Brunswick 83-7. But I had credibility because I'd been here before. And I said, you guys just got to trust me. We're going to end up playing good football. And all of a sudden, we go into Jenkins County, and we shut them out 32-0.
I remember that.
And so this was no different, except that this time, my kids were all excited about playing Glenn and playing Brunswick. They didn't care how big they were or how small they were. They were excited about playing it. So it was easy to have them follow me into the single-A opponent.
Okay. So the week of practice, I got to imagine, was a pretty spirited one, even though, I mean, you didn't win either one of those games, but you look at the score, and the scores look pretty competitive.
They were. We did some really good things at a high level that I enjoyed. You know, some of the kids' feelings were hurt. They didn't win the ball game or whatever. They're competitive. But in the end, when the dust settled, we got back on track in the off week and went into the Charlton week ready to play.
Okay. Talk about when you play a 6A school and you're a single-A school, sometimes, you know, you'll have the injury bug bite you, and especially when you're playing two of those games. Did that happen to you guys, or were you fortunate?
No, we had a pulled hamstring in the Glenn game, and then nothing through the Brunswick game other than, you know, just bangs and bruises, you know, normal stuff from a Friday night. And then this past Friday at Charlton, we were pretty beat up. That was a pretty physical ball game.
Coach, I've mentioned this a few times where – I know you guys started out the year 0-2, but good gosh, you know, look who you played to start with. And I look at what you guys did last season, specifically down the stretch, getting into the playoffs, and then going into this season, what you had coming back. I really think this is a really, really solid football team. When I say really solid football team, I mean like playing late into the playoffs, making a deep run. Do you feel the same way that I do about this football team?
I do. I told the guys today, we have a team meeting every Monday, and their effort is stellar. They're a fun group to coach. You can't coach effort. So that part of the coaching the Buccaneers is special. They're as hungry as they've ever been in that regard. So I do feel like we've got the passion and have the effort to go late. I worry sometimes about how much football we really know and cramming that in over the few weeks that we have.
Yeah. This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, talk a little bit. You know, I certainly want to talk about the Charlton County game. I'm going to hold on to that until a little bit later in the show. But what I do want to talk about is with the first opportunity that I've had to sit down with you and do this show, kind of wanted to catch up with you and talk about some of the players that are on your football team that folks should know, some of the leaders that have stepped up from last year into this year.
Okay. Well, the easiest one is Trenton Johnson. When I got here, I've never had a Division I quarterback.
Okay.
But I've been blessed with some really solid quarterbacks. But I have been blessed with some great running backs in my career. And I got here and I thought, my goodness, I can't believe I didn't see this kid on film. And so I see Trenton Johnson, and so he's the easiest one to talk about. So he's been a project since day one. He was raw last year. Now he's just a lot more polished. He's still got some things he needs to work on, but the effort's there, the mindset's there. So Trenton's an easy one to talk about. You know, he's got a few Division I offers, and he runs like a D1 back. You know, he had 296 yards Friday. And he had some breakout games last year. I think you would have seen him more on the scene. He had a high ankle sprain last year that he played hurt a little bit with, but when he did learn the offense, he really enjoyed it. First, he was like, I only play defense. So once he learned the offense, he did fine. And then there's several, senior lineman, Azavon Lawton. He's a great senior leader. He's leading the weight room. He's all the time getting on the guys for locker room being dirty or whatever. He's a cog in that, that front that had us rush 400 something yards Friday. So there's a good many of those kids. We got a move-in, Ryan Burkhart, the big tight end long snapper, Division II, low Division I player. And you have returning all-region linebacker Miles Wood, who studies the game. I love coaching him because I studied the game at that age. And he's tough to beat on the field. He's all the time checking into something and doing something. I did kind of get chuckled. He blew a penalty off the other night that we should have taken, and he waved it off and explain that, but those errors are rare out of him.
Coach, talk a little bit about your quarterback play. I think, you had maybe right before you got here, there was a kid here that transferred out here. And then after he left, Denver Anthony, you had a kid play last year that I think has moved on, or correct me if I'm wrong about that, but talk a little bit about your quarterback play.
All right. Well, quarterbacks, when I got here, all I heard was, hey, we're losing kids to different schools. And so I had to come in and show what we were going to be doing to keep those kids. And to my knowledge, we kept all the young kids from moving. Those guys are doing really well in our program right now. We had a big win against Richmond Hill. We beat Richmond Hill the other night in JV and played Brunswick to a 4-point game with 11 kids out for COVID. So our JV is a really special group. But I did hear about the kids that had moved on, and that was unfortunate that I didn't get to coach some of those guys. But I understand they went and they've had great careers in other places. So my goal at the quarterback position was to establish a farm product, a product that can come up through our system. So in the we have a quarterback 7th grade through 12th grade right now in a single-A program. I'll start with 7th grader, Makai Jackson. He's just now learning the offense. He's raw. But I have another young man named Neo West who has been here since June the 8th, missed 2 days only. He's running the offense like a champ. He looks like a senior out there running the offense. he's really good at it. And my son's a 9th grade quarterback. I had to move Brett to that position because we were really weak in the 9th grade as a whole. And there was nobody really that had taken charge. They had a quarterback in front of them. They had a quarterback behind them, but nobody of their grade. So we had Neo behind them and Will Fillmore in front of them. So my 10th grade quarterback's Will Fillmore. He's about as good as it gets. He's a really good ball player. Expect to see him play some varsity time. I'm not afraid to play him now. He's just got some older kids in front of him. And then you have 11th grader Austin Crosby, who can play quarterback or wingback and also play some strong safety. So Austin's more of a utility type player. I'm not saying he can't play quarterback. He certainly can. But he's also a good wingback, so he's kind of like the baseball utility infielder. We move him wherever we need him. He's got a few special packages this year at quarterback that you'll see with him. And then my senior quarterback's Dalton McClellan. I like him. He's got ice water in his veins. If he throws an interception, same blood pressure. He throws a touchdown, same blood pressure. Mm. So I really like that. He's worked hard to learn the run game, and it really showed Friday night. He did a great job in that.
More to come on the Buccaneers Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Cunningham Jewelers. Okay, Coach, so let's go ahead and dive in. So you guys come off the off week. You're 0-2. You've lost to two 6A schools, which, by the way, I mentioned this in the first segment, you played competitively with both Brunswick and Glenn. You didn't lose by 5-6 touchdowns to either one of those teams. That had to have gone a long way, and I think you said before we went on the air that those two games helped you guys in the Charlton game.
Oh, yeah. In the Glenn game, we had three big turnovers that were 21 points. Gave up a big pass, so those are cardinal sins in ball. We just don't do those. Take those four plays out, it's a 14-7 ball game. In the Brunswick game, it's 14-0. Going almost into the half, we give up a deep ball. We call a cover two instead of a cover four. Just little things like that are easy to coach and correct, but then you're staring down another score, a 6A opponent. So those were frustrating. But at the point I thought we got better, Jason, was in the second half of the Brunswick game. We held them scoreless and scored a touchdown on the last play of the game. I knew that at that point we fought, had a goal line stand, drove down the field, made some plays, completed some play action type stuff to get us in the red zone, and ended up getting it. Brunswick had a penalty called on. The game can't end on a penalty, so we scored on the last play of the ball game. I knew that we had gotten better. We came back in off the Brunswick game a little pouty. It took a couple days to get that out of them. And then from then on, it was all business. We worked on Charlton pretty hard. One ball game, we saw Charlton throw the ball like 40 times. And in the other ball game, their running back, last name's Cook, I think, he ran the ball for 350-something yards. So, that's two different game plans.
Sure is. Were your kids as excited about playing Charlton as they were Brunswick and Glenn, or did you see a little bit of a kind of a pan down?
I don't think they were at first, but I explained to them the schedule was made this year to reestablish excitement. When I was here the first time, they loved playing Glenn and Charlton and Brunswick and some of those schools. So when we got down there and they saw what the environment was like,
yeah,
they were like, wow, this is pretty cool, Coach. So they were amped up pretty good about it.
Well, talk about your game plan going in against Charlton.
Yeah, honestly, it was twofold. We had shown our 4-3 look in two ball games, so I decided to go back to our stack 3-3 and our some of our today people call it a 3-4, but it's really a 5-2 defense.
Okay.
We went into some of that against them, so we had a split defensive plan depending on what Charlton came out and was doing. If they were going to be run heavy, here we're going to be one front. If they were going to be pass heavy, here we're going to come in the 3-3 stack. So they came out in both, and we were ready for both. So it was a good call on their part and a good call on our part.
Yeah. Coach, the final score, of course, 29 MCA, 21 Charlton. Talk about the atmosphere of the football game and the back and forth. Because, again, like I said, Charlton looked playing the part of a really good football team. They had beaten some pretty decent teams and won handily to this point.
Yeah, they beat two AAA opponents.
Yeah.
That was pretty big. So. The game was really physical. We're pretty sore still today. I've got some kids, getting looked at the doctor or whatever. Nothing serious, thank goodness, but just bumps and bruises and sprains. But it was a very physical ball game. I felt like we're, Jason, a running, control-the-clock type offense. We're not what you see on Saturday unless you watch Army or Navy or Kennesaw State. We're going to eat the clock up for 7-8 minutes on a drive and score and have your offense wondering when they're going to get to take the field. So, we were able to play some clock control in the 6A games, not as much as we'd like to. But in the Charlton game, we had a couple drives over 7 minutes that ended up in scores. those were big. And, you know, at the end of the ball game, we knew that Trent was near 300 yards. We knew we were over the 400-yard mark rushing, which is a huge night.
Mm-hmm.
So we're down, about to score again, about to make it 36-14, and we fumbled the ball. We had not fumbled in seven straight quarters, almost eight. And so that part I felt like we had fixed. And I still felt like it's fixed. Their defensive tackle made a great play late in the game, and they scooped it up and ran 90 yards with it, made it 21-29. And then we're getting kind of nauseous, but we got the onside kick, so I felt better about it.
You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, before we move further into the Charlton game, you told me something before we started this that blew my mind. You told me that was the first time in your prestigious coaching career that you'd beaten Charlton County.
That's right. I've been in some big ball games, lost some and won some, but I had never beaten Charlton. In fact, to my knowledge, they were had only lost 25 times at home. 124 wins, 25 losses.
So, wow.
And the reason it bothered me a little bit is kind of my bucket list to get a win is they beat three of my really good football teams. So, you know, that's enough to hurt your feelings. And, you know, I've always questioned some things in those games. We lost one on the last play of the game, 99. We were up to literally the last play of the game. Maurice Elmore went up in triple coverage and came down with a touchdown pass to beat us 20. Something to 16, whatever it came out to be, the 22-16 or whatever it was. And then in 2000, my Dome team that finished fourth in the state in single A, Charlton was double. They beat us 32-8, and that's enough to hurt your feelings.
Ugh.
And then in 2001, we were not as good coming off the Dome team, but we had gotten in a ball game with them. It was, I think, 13-8 late, and we stalled out inside the four when time ran out. So, you know, it was a big win for me personally, and not just me personally, but our program. McIntosh had not beaten Charlton since 1989. I was a senior in high school.
Wow. Coach, getting back into the Charlton game, talk about the points that you guys were able to put on the board, the scoring drives and the touchdowns.
I knew that they ran a 4-2-5 defense for a while, and that's a spread defense. So when all of a sudden you come in and say, okay, we're a downhill running team, and if you're going to keep four DBs out of the box, we're probably going to hurt you. So early, they dropped some DBs in to look more like a 4-4, but we hurt them. And then I thought their defensive coordinator and head coach made a good adjustment. They started running some multiple run fronts against us and made us really know what we were doing. So they slowed. I felt like we won the first, second quarter. I really felt like Charlton roared back in the third and gave us a hard time. We had to coach respond, you know, do some things to adjust to what they were doing. They were making a push to come back in the game. And then the fourth quarter, we, other than the fumble, we controlled that quarter as well.
So now 1-2 on the season. You get your first win down there in the swamp. The two losses of 6A team. You've had, you know, only a couple of days to absorb the win. First day of practice today, having the kids here. What were they like after that big win?
Well, I've established the team meeting on Monday, so that they know the first of the team meeting is to hand out stickers for their helmets and talk about the goods and the bads of the ball game, what we did well, what we did bad, what we're going to work on. Once that's over, it's like a defensive back that got burned. Short memory, man. We're on to Bryan County. So we were on to Bryan County today. And working in that regard, we're going to see a wing T team.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of the stuff the kids, we can call our offense and, you know, run some of that stuff.
All right. We will be right back to the MCA Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461, and let's go, Buccaneers! Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by I-95 Toyota and by Jets Pharmacy. Coach, last segment you said, you know, all right, big win against Tralton. Now you move on. Bryan County's on the schedule next. What are you looking for in Bryan County? How good of a football team are they?
They're young right now. They haven't won a ball game. It's a region opener for us, so that's a big win for us if we start off 1-0 in the region. We go through a stretch of Claxton, ECI, Metter, Screven. That's, you know, the nuts and bolts of the region. Is, you know, it's pretty tough. So we need to use that as a prep stepping stone to get ready for region. I see Coach Sherrard's doing some really good things over there. He's got them in a base offense, a base defense, but they're young. They remind me of a few programs I've had before. They're, you know, you can tell in a few years they're going to be pretty tough. So they're a young program. I'm hoping that our physicality can help us in that ball game, and then maybe get some of my young guys some time to play against his young guys.
When you said he's running a base offense, are you basically talking he's, you know, basically running a pro-style two-back system?
No, what I mean by base offense is you can tell he's philosophically trying to install. He's actually installed the wing tee.
Okay.
And then he's a base 4-4 defense is what he's doing. So what I mean by the base is some schools you'll look at, you can't tell what they're doing. But they don't know what they're doing. But you can look at him and you can say, well, he's lost some ball games. Well, but I can tell what he's trying to do, what the kids are trying to do. He's got a plan and a program. So I like to face those guys.
You said that they had not won a game up to this point. Obviously, you're coming in with your first big win. So do you feel like that at this point, and I know that I know you hate this question as a coach, but at this point, do you feel like this is a game going in with your football team that you're expected to come out with a W?
I'm always honest about that stuff. I'll tell you if it's 50-50 or we're favored or not favored. What I tell the kids, you know, right now is that, hey, we're underdogs in Glen and Brunswick, for example. Maybe 50-50 at Tralton or an underdog. I came into this one and said, hey, you're favored. You're favored to win this ball game. So that way it's not a trap. You know, it gets the elephant out of the room. It's not a trap, so we know that we've got to bring the intensity and play to our level and not overlook somebody. It's easy for a kid to go, oh, we've won one game, they've won none. We're going to automatically win. No, that's not how it works. So we get that out of the way and go to work on an opponent just like we've treated Bryan County just like they were the previous opponents we played.
Do you find if, when you're honest with your kids like that about, okay, yeah, you know, we're underdogs here, this game could go either way, or, hey, guys, we're coming in and most folks are expecting us to win this game, do you find that that helps the kids' mentality going into the football game with the dynamic mentally that they're saying to themselves, I should be beating this guy in front of me?
Yeah, it does help a lot. It also is motivation if you're an underdog. You know, coming into a 6A game against a Sweet 16 team from last year, or, you know, too many years ago, Glenn played for a state championship. Mm-hmm. We know that we have some good. We don't say, hey, we're going to lose a ball game. It's not like that. We say, hey, we're an underdog here in this position. We're an underdog here in this position. We think we match up well here. We actually have an advantage here. You know, like I remember last week, we talked to our kicker. We said, Seth, we have an advantage in the kicking game this week. You know, that was one of the pluses, you know, matching up with Tralton that we looked at. We knew that our number seven and their number seven running backs were going to go at it all night, you know, controlling the clock, running the ball. We knew that our run game was stronger. We knew their passing game was stronger. That's what I'm talking about by looking at pros and cons.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, you had mentioned to me a little bit about what you expected out of Bryan County. What type of matchup advantages do you see for your football team?
We're a little banged up, so I'm not sure how many kids are going to play Friday night. But we have enough that we're going to put a quality product on the field. I think they're going to have a hard time with our run game. We haven't shown much play action. Dalton's jumping at the bit to redeem himself in a couple of ways. So we may show some of our passing game Friday night just to work on it. And, you know, to get better at it. So some of the matchups that I like our style of play against what he does defensively. They're, for example, they're in an even front defense, 4-4, you know, four on each side of the ball most of the time. Mm-hmm. And that makes, you know, I try to play a numbers game with that. Can I get more than you on one side of the ball with those? a lot of the 4-4 guys try to stop us at the line of scrimmage, and if we get past that line of scrimmage, it's a foot race. So that's what happened Friday night. Charlton overcommitted, I felt like, to stop us in the first 2 yards. And once we cleared that, they hit us sometimes too, but once we cleared that, it was, you know, we were off and running.
Coach, I don't mean to jinx you, but I have gone on record multiple times and said that, in my opinion, in the single A division, you guys are going to be one of the last four teams standing, if not beyond that. What do you do when, you know, I don't think it's any secret to you, the last few years the program isn't quite where they wanted it to be. You step in year one, you get the team in the playoffs, some excitement renews here, and now you head into year two, and there are these expectations now there for you and your guys. Have you talked to them about that?
Yeah, we talk about that daily, and expectations are getting a little better. You know, we had some players come in late to pregame meal. I've asked them not to, so there's consequences next pregame meal if you do that, and they don't understand that. But when I say, hey, those little things are big things in the playoff games, you know, so we're working on in that area. And I think, you know, teams that if we can remain healthy, stay COVID-free, injury-free, the things that go through a successful – to make a successful season, we've got a shot to make some noise. But, you know, at the same time, you know, if COVID bug hits you, injury bug hits you the wrong way, then it could go south in a hurry.
Last question, Coach. I want to stay on the expectation block. What about you as the head football coach here, right? Like, you were here before and you step into a situation that – some guys before you didn't handle as well as maybe you have. And, you know, like I said earlier in that last question, you get to the playoffs last year, nobody expected you to be there. You get there, and now you walk into this season, and folks have caught on to you. You're a good coach, and you're not sneaking up on anybody. How are you handling that?
I like that underdog role a little better. So, yeah, I do have some expectations for myself in this program. This is going to sound cheesy and weird, but it's the truth. I look only to get better each week. And we worry about us a lot more than we worry about the opponent.
Okay.
We really do. You know, some people might say, hey, you're only playing one defense this week. Yeah. We're going to get better at it because that's what you're going to see when we see a wing team.
All right. Thanks for joining us for the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. For Coach Bradley, I'm Jason Bishop, signing off.
Thank you.
Go Bucks!